Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast, Episode 5. I'm Kim Wilson. Today we're talking about love, happiness, and emotional health. For the most part, people want to be involved in relationships where they feel loved and happy. The key to love and happiness is all connected to your emotional health. Emotional health is being able to balance life stressors with love, patience, kindness, and resilience. My very special guest, Freddie Allen, is back to offer a powerful perspective on this topic. He is a successful entrepreneur. I know him through a professional organization we're both a part of. I always enjoy listening to his perspective, and I know you will too. Check him out in the Episode 3 podcast titled, When Men Stop Calling. Please join me in welcoming the amazing Freddie Allen.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's just jump right into it. How is love and happiness related to emotional health from your perspective?
Love and happiness is, obviously love and happiness is how you feel. Mm-hmm. And how you feel has a lot to do with how you think. How you think draws to how healthy you are. If you're sad, if you're depressed, it has a dramatic impact on your health. So love, happiness, and knowing who you are is exceptionally important to a healthy lifestyle.
Okay. So, well, as a man, how do you recognize if a woman is happy and emotionally healthy? What tells you that?
Women are the most amazing works of God on earth. When women are happy, it's like sunshine. You guys are very giving, very supportive, very encouraging. You can invoke all the positive feelings, emotions, thoughts that men could ever even fathom that they had inside of them. So it is very apparent when women are happy because life is better. Just hands down, you guys make the world go round.
Well, thank you for that. I feel like I need to say thank you on behalf of women. Hey. Well, how does, from your perspective, how does self-esteem impact love and happiness inside of relationships?
Self-esteem is extremely important because when you're in a relationship with someone else, then you feel how they feel or their feelings are impacted on your life. If someone has low self-esteem, if they're feeling not adequate enough, then it really drags on the relationship to the point where you have to stop being who you are and reach back and try to help them come to a higher level to say, hey, come on, get it together. You are somebody. You do have a self-worth. We can do this. It's okay because this is just a temporary cycle in our life. Self-esteem is the fire that fuels our success in life.
Yeah, I think that statement that you said stands out to me. When if you see somebody struggling with self-esteem, you know, you have to, when you have to stop being who you are to come pull them along. I think, you know, we all go through maybe time periods where we don't feel as sure of ourselves. That's one thing when you, you know, you stop and pause for that. When you have to stop constantly being who you are to come pull somebody along, that changes things because if you have to stop being who you are to help somebody to become a better person or figure out who they are, that's exhausting within within itself. So that means if you're having to stop being who you are, something is going to change inside of you. And then that person may look up. It probably won't be the same, because if you have changed into a different person because having to constantly stop to be somebody different, that if you're changing, that means that changes the relationship by default. No?
Well, it does. Nobody wants a project.
Oh.
You've got to go in, rebuild, change, and make this person into someone that they need help being. And that drains you dramatically, because you basically stop your life, your emotional growth, to give and pour into them. And a lot of times, if that's not your purpose, if that's not your soulmate, it takes away from who you are. And if that person that you're trying to help is not putting in all the effort that you are into their life, you both are going to end up in a bitter place.
Wow. So you said nobody wants a project. That's like, oh, wow, if you put it that way, and here it is, though, for some, from a woman perspective, and I have talked to a lot of women, some women, they want projects. They like working on projects when it comes to men. And you have friends, you have buddies, you know men. Do you find that to be true? That may be more so what, you know, you find women, they just really enjoy working on projects when they feel like, well, you know what, I can help rebuild him. I can help bring him to this. I can do this. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's great for their self-esteem, because then they can say, well, look, I helped this person change from X to Y. But it does nothing for you. It doesn't perpetuate a positive relationship in your life. It just says that you're successful working on a project, that you changed something and you had a positive outcome. Well, good for you. But as far as an emotional situation or a positive relationship to help you get to the next level, that's not a good balance for you. And if you're going to be in a relationship that is a true relationship, which means that I get as much out of it as you do, then at some point all the give has to say, well, I need to reciprocate. Relationships, quality relationships, are about reciprocation. It's about reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being able to say, I benefit just as much as the other person.
Mm-hmm. I heard a lot of key phrases in there. Emotional growth, good balance. I get as much out of it as you do. And I think that's important. If you really want a relationship that's filled with love, happiness, well, part of that, with your own emotional health, if you can look at it right away and see that the giving and the taking, it is balanced, okay, and it doesn't leave you feeling drained, that's where your emotional health is. You know, if all of that is in check, then you know your emotional health is where it's supposed to be, because you're not supposed to walk away from the relationship every single day feeling drained because you have given, and nobody has poured anything into you or have done anything, and you're not going to accept anything less than that. I mean, because something is not always better than nothing. But just because you have a human being in your life, if this human being is not contributing in a way that adds to your happiness, that does not make it better.
Absolutely. Well, we've all seen people that are in relationships, married, long-term relationships, that are not happy. They are dutiful to the relationship. They go through the process of all the daily duties, but they're not devoted because their mind is always somewhere else, because deep inside their core, they're really not satisfied. They're really not being fulfilled in that relationship. So they're seeking that fulfillment through other means.
Yeah, and, I often wonder to myself all the time, when I think about all of the emotions we can tap into, so the positive ones, being cheerful, feeling overjoyed, inspired, happy, all of those things. When we don't find that inside of our relationship, it's like we always have to take a step back and say, well, what makes me settle for less than that? Because at that point, that has nothing to do with the person. It has nothing to do with them. Because what you accept, all of that is within your power. It's your power. Okay. So let's talk about love for a minute. Okay. Now, love is an action, and you kind of touched on this a little bit. So love is in the action. In my mind, having a clear understanding of what love is puts you on the road to love, happiness, and emotional health. You have to first understand what that is, what that looks like, because if you don't know what that is, if you've never had anybody to really show you what love is and to love you unconditionally, you may accept something that's just not what you think it is because you don't have a clue. You've never really had a good example of that. What's your perspective?
Well, love is this mythical beast that a lot of people think just doesn't exist. We're all familiar with the 80-20 rule, that we believe if we get most of what we want, it's okay, because it's never going to get any better than that. Mm. And that's not true. Once you love someone and you have unconditional love for them, it is so euphoric to the point where it is just addictive, and it's healthy. Love is not abusive. Love is not draining. Love is so energetic. But you've got to be willing to have the maturity to not seek instant gratification.
Mm.
And what I mean by instant gratification is just having someone in your life and saying it's okay because they've got most of what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really still unhappy because you're not fulfilled. If we look for love and not stop on, let's just settle, we all would be happier people.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All right. Once again, I'm not going to touch that. I'm going to leave it right there. Very well said. As always, I've had so much fun talking with you today, Freddie. Thank you for joining us and offering your perspective. Any last-minute thoughts, comments?
No, not at all. Just go and be happy.
Okay, Freddie will be back. Be sure to stop by my website daily for inspiration. Visit kwspeaks.com. Make it a habit to move onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.